Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Pei. We're going to start from the Mishnah in the bottom of Daf Ayin Testament base. The Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which is discussing the din of what happens when the dam of different karbanis or the dam of a karban gets mixed up with other substances. Behemshich, the whole perek, discusses what happens if the behemoth got mixed up, if the avarim got mixed up, and now up to the dam. So the previous Mishnah said that if dam get mixed with mayim, there's a sheer bittul if you could see the dam in the water. The fact that it's nicker in the water makes it not batul. And if it gets mixed with yayin and you can't see it because it's the same color, this Mishnah holds there's a din of rayin. There's a din of rayin that as long as had it been water, you would have seen it. That also means that it's not batul. And the Gemara says that's a machlekes tanon, if you say rayin or not. And we discussed the problem that by bittul of food, min b'mina, you don't say rayin. Dafka here, and the Gemara tells us to pigal nais of a tamir shabal and zeb b'zeb. Taisus says he doesn't know exactly the tam. And then, similarly, if it's mixed with dam behema v'chaya of chulin, then you have the same shear, that had it been water, if you'd have seen it, it's not batal. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's never batal. Rabbi Yehuda sheet of min b'mina lay batal. If it's mixed with other blood, that's min b'mina. We have Rabbi Yehuda that it's not batal. And then the Mishnah says if it's mixed with dam atamsis, the blood that's not called dam hanefesh, which you can't be zayrik, or it's mixed with dam of psulim, then yishafich la'ama. Then you have to throw it out. Now, Beleza argues, the Beleza holds royin ki lohim mayim. And the Gemara is mavur, that means deraisa, even the Rabbanan hold that you could be zayrikit. And the reason why the Rabbanan hold yishafich la'ama is exera, because dam tamsis and dam pasul are more shriach than if it be mixed with mayim or yayin or dam behema v'chaya. So you make exera, Rashi says you make exera if there'd be roiv of the other dam, and Taisus says exera is that maybe Bizarik dam tamsis or dam sulam alone. Al kabanim it's exer. And the Gemara brought also machlekes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Now Rav Zvid holds Rav Beleza doesn't hold the main exeris, and therefore Rav Beleza would argue both on the case of dam tamsis and the case of dam sulam. And Rav Papa holds no, that by dam sulam Rav Beleza is masking me make exer. He only argues by dam tamsis because he holds it's unlikely for the dam tamsis to be the rave, so you're not gezer by dam tamsis, but dam pasul also blazer holds yishafach la'ama because of the same gzera. And we spoke about this in previous shurim. Taisus holds that even though the rabbanan of our Mishnah by nitanan lamala, which in the side of nitanan lamata, the rabbanan hold you can't be nasin them lamala and rei nasin kilehe mayim. You just have to be a shafach la'ama, so you don't hold of rayin. They still hold that by chulin, and by mayim and yayin, or by dam chulin, you could be zayriket. And even by psulim and dam tamsis, the Gemara is mavur, it's only out zayra. So Taisus has one side that's dam, there's no issa to be zayrik dam chulin according to that Mishnah altogether. And Taisus has another side that Bemis and Rabbanan also agree that rayin kiluhay mayim, when they're both royal is rika, so then you don't say rayin kilei mayim. The same thing by the case of the evarim that got mixed up, the evari chattis and the evari oila, that they're both kasher, then you don't say rayin kilei mayim. A shekein, if it's not royal is rika, it's dam tamsis or it's pasul, then they're masking that you say rayim and you're doing the zrika be'ika for the kasher. It's not a problem if the pasul is mixed in, only al segzera. Because there's a chilek, if it's kasher for zrika, it's just not kasher for zrika here, then you don't say rayin according to the rabbanan. But if it's bechalal not royal zrika, then you say rayin even according to the rabbanan. Now, our Mishnah starts off that dam tmimim and dam balimum mishafech la'ama. That if it's mixed up dam of tmimim of kasher kabanas with dam of balimumim, mishafech la'ama. And Rashi says, it's exera, because it's shkiach, so memela, it's exera, shem yarbal, of the same exera you have by dam psulim and dam tamsis. But the Rishash points out that according to Rav Papa, where even Rav Beleza holds it exeri, just holds it by dam tamsis is not shkiach, that it should be raiv. So then Rashi's good, that by dam balimumim it is shkiach, and memela, even Rav Beleza would make the exeri. Mashenken, according to Rav Zvid, Rav Beleza b'chol doesn't hold it the exeri. So why would Rabbi Elazar agree that by, according to Rav Zvid, that by Dam Tmimim and Dam Bali Mumim, it should be Shafech La'ama? So the Shita Mekubetza says, Upshat, that Dam Bali Mumim, Rabbi Elazar is made the Kwasis Me'isi. And L'chayit HaMekar is that the Gemara earlier on Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis says that even Rabbi Elazar holds by L'shem Eitzim, when you have a very Chattis and a very Oyla gets mixed up, and you're only allowed to be makhtel Evari Oyla, not the Evari Chattis, but you can makhtel L'shem Eitzim, but that doesn't apply to Evari Bal Mum, because even that, Rabbi Elazar holds, you can't be makhtel L'shem Eitzim, because it's Me'isi. So same thing with Dam Bali Mumim, you can't be Zarikit and Rayin Oysekilei Mayim, because it's Me'isi. That stems with what we said from the Eila Shleim in the Taras HaKadosh, we said in the previous Shurim, that Taisis Nekuda, that the Rabbanan don't hold of Rayim, only when it is a Kashur, a Karban, but when it's a Pasul, a Karban, or it's not a Karban at all, the Rabbanan also hold of Rayim, that doesn't apply to Evari Bali Mumin, which even Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold of Rayim, because of Me'isi. And that's the same thing with Dam Bali Mumin, you'll have the same issue of Me'isi. The Rav in the Mishnayah says similar. He says that by Bal Mumin is alive the rice of Loisa Krivum. So Mela, you wouldn't say Rayin Oisa Kilei Mayim. Darshtei Neshidu Mekabetzis and Rashi Abyssal Tzarechiyin. Now the Gemara goes further. If let's say you have a Teruvus of Kais B'Kaisis, that's like Yavish B'Yavish. We don't have a physical Teruvus of the Dam. They're all in separate Kaisis, but you have a Teruvus because you don't know which one is Tamim and which one is Bali Mumin. And then Rabbi Elazar says the same thing he said by the case of Evarim, in Karev Kaisechad, Yukavu Kala Kaisais, that even though you're not allowed to be makrev any of them, but once you're makrev one, then you can be makrev the other ones. And the Chum say no. And we spoke about this concept of a Teruvus where one of them was Nevad, if that's not the rest of the Teruvus, in the share earlier on the Fayin Dalit. Now the Mishnah goes on, and itanum lamatish in esarvim and itanum lamalam. When you have two kashura karbanes, but the problem is one of them is supposed to be, the zrika is supposed to be done lamata from the chodesh sikra on the lower half of the mizbeach, which is by zvachim, by animals, all the karbanes except for chatas, the ila, the shlamim, the asham, the Bechar, the Maisa, the Pesach, all these karbanos are all nitanim lamata. The only karban that's nitin lamala is the chatas. So a chatas gets mixed up with another karban, and now what do we do with the dam? Part of this dam has to go lamala, and part has to go lamata. So blaza ayme yitain lamala, you could do the zrik lamala, v'royini yisitachtainim milamala and kilayim mayim. It's not a problem doing the Zrika Lamala because you're putting the Dam Chatas Lamala. Some Dam Oil is coming along. The Dam, that Lamata that's coming along, is not considered a Zrika, it's Kilei Mayim. So it's not like you did the Zrika in the wrong place. The Yagzavid and Lamata, and then you can put it on the bottom. And Rashi says that putting on the bottom is actually appropriate for both Karbanis. Because that is the Makayim of the Nitanim Lamata. That's the Makam of the Ayla. And that's also what you're supposed to do with the Shirayim of the Chatas. The Shvich Shirayim is also Lamata. And we'll see about this more in the Gemara and that Pei Aleph. The Chacham Mayimim Yishafech La'ama, and the Chacham say no. They don't hold the story of Rayinu Kilei Mayim. And Mimele, you're not allowed to do the Zrika Lamala because you're putting the Damim that belong Lamata Lamala, you're putting the Dam in the wrong place. You're not allowed to do the Zrika in the wrong place. So you just throw it out, you throw it into the Amma. But if you didn't ask a Shail of an Asan and you just did it, Kasher, it's Kasher. And Rashi says, the Kasher Elyon, the top is Kasher, the bottom is not Kasher yet, because you didn't do anything with the bottom. You just put it on top. But the top is Kasher, because you put it on top. Now the Gemara later brings a Braisa that says that Nasan Lamalav Le Nimlach, Eilav Eilav Maidim, Shiachzav Eitan Lamata, Ve'eilav Eilav Olaloi. That if you put it lamala, not only is the Elyon kasher, which is what our Mishnah says, but hu adin now lechatchili could do it lamata. Even though the Rabbanan don't hold of Rayin Kilehim Mayim, and you're not allowed to do the Zrika in the wrong place, but the Shirayim of the Chatas that was done, the Matanes, lamala, you're supposed to do lamata now. That's Shvicha Shirayim, and the Mela, that's why you could do it lamata. Adkan the Mishnah, and the Machloikis is in the Sfar of Rayin Kilehim Mayim. And like Taisus says, Rabbanan, since they're both kosher korbanos, Rabbanan don't hold the Rayan Kilo Hemai. Now Taisus Chavavim in days, it's Mitzuyin in the Gilei Neshas Rabbi Kveger, the, what we have in the Gemara, Dachsach is the Tais at first, it says, Ayin Vavim in days, really means Chavavim in days. Now Taisus there asks the Kasha, the Gemara there says that there's a din of Shalayim Kaimekim Kaimedami, it's a machlekes there, but the Gemara there brings the Maimra of Shmuel, that Shalayim Kaimekim Kaimedami, that if you do a Zrika on the Mizbech in the wrong place, even if you do it on the Kevesh or on the Yisayid, or the dam that belongs Lamala, you put Lamata, or the dam that belongs Lamata, you put Lamala, there's a din that the carbon is kosher, it's just you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara there brings a pasuk, Vanina Satoch al Mizbech Lechaper, Kevin Shigil Adam le Mizbech Lechaper, there's a din kapara, even if it's Shalayim Kaimai, no matter where it goes on the Mizbech. But that's only a din Lechaper, that's only a din for kapara. The Gemara says, Lechaper Nesatoch, Veloy Lachila, the carbon is Mechaper, but it's not kosher to eat the carbon. That's the sugya there. So Taisus asks the Kasha, so what's the pshat that he asks of the Yitin Lamata? It's already in a scapper. Even if you put the dam in the wrong place, the Gemara says the carbon is in a scapper. So why does your blessed say, Yaks of Eden Lamata, he's already in a scapper, because that's rectasis. So Taisus says that since your blessed holds Royin Isaacila Hemayim, he doesn't consider it a Zrika on the Damim Hatachtainim, and you didn't put it there to shame the Damim Hatachtainim, Mamela, you don't have the din that it's mechaper shalayim kaim because not considered as zrika on the tachtainim. You're right, nice kilo heimayim. Now, there's a shaila in the achrenim what Taisus means. The chazainish in simon chaf, it says simon chaf with the beis in parentheses, aisid beis in gimel. He discusses the din of misasik by karbanis. You have a gemara in chul that misasik by kachim. It doesn't work. If let's say somebody does not realize that the animal was a behemoth kachin, he thinks the animal was a behemoth chulin, and he shechs it, it's pasul. He's called misasek, and there's a psul. Now it's a shtigl chiddish to call this misasek, because misasek means you don't know that it's chulin. The Gemara there says you do it l'shem chulin, that's not called misasek, because you know that it's kachin. Here also, you know that there's a mixture of the dam elyainim and the dam tachtainim. You know you have dam tachtainim here. Now you're putting it there l'shem v'elyainim. You want the tachtainim to be kilo heimayim. But you know that they're there. So that's a shtikl chiddush that that's called misasek. But the chazanish is mayrich, and he holds it's called misasek. Normally, as long as you know it's kachim, you say stamul l'shma, the male is not called misasek. Now shenken here, we have a taruvis. And he's really doing it for the zrika of the dam lamala. He wouldn't want to do the dam tachtainim here. It's just he can't separate the two. So he's lahedya, not doing it. But the zrika of the dam of lamata, the zrika is only of the dam of lamala. So it has a din of misasik. Now, Reb Chaim Eizer and Achiezer, and Chaylik Aleph Simon Dalet, he's mechadish there that misasik's only absolved by the shchita. The Shechita, the Gemara says, is a psul of misasik. By the other Avedis, there's no psul of misasik. The Avedis is kasher, even if you don't realize you're doing an Aveda, there's no psul of misasik. And the Chazanish argues, the Chazanish is one of his rayas, is this thesis that says that the reason why there's no kapara al shleivim kaimikim kaimedami is because your kavana was for the dam ha'elyain. It's a mela. The dam atachtan is really nice to kilei mayim al karchik that goes to mitzad the din of misasik. Dem shteit the misasik subsul by all avodas, not just by shechita. Reb Chaim Eizer in Chelek Gimel in Siman Nun Beis, he responds to the Chazanish. The Chazanish had printed this shtickle in the Kibbutz Knesset Yisrael. He didn't print it b'shmei. Chazanish never printed the svarim with his name. He always left out his name. So even the shtickle also. He just printed it b'shem Pia Shmua. So the Chazanish, he knew who it was. Chazanish also lived in Vilna, the Chaim Eizer. He wrote back to the Pia Shmua that he called it, that was Masig on his words. And he was mechazik. They had a discussion. He brought raya's that no, he was the was daichel the raya's of mechazanish. He held that there's no psul of mesasik only by shkita, not by other avodas. But Reb Chaim Eisel learned the thesis that it's only because it's shalei b'mkayma. On a regular zrika b'mkayma, even if he has no idea that he's doing the zrika and he's not doing it l'shem kachim, once he did the zrika, that's a kasher zrika. He did a ma'aseh zrika, that's good enough. It's only a psul by the shechita, not by the other avodas. But here it's shalei b'mkayma. Shalei b'mkayma is only called the zrika if you want it to be a zrika. If you don't want it to be a zrika, like Lamashal, in the case, let's say, you didn't know that it was Dam Kachim, that you were doing the Zrika Shleib and Kaimai. Well, like in our case, where the Pshad is, you did the Zrika for the Dam Malayanim. The Dam Tachtainim, really, you didn't want to be Zayrikit. Okay? That you just did L'Shem Ayin. So the head, you weren't doing it B'Kavanas Zrika. Kaimai, anyway, argues in the Chazanish, he says, it's not Mesasik. Mesasik is his Nisht. You know that it's Dam, you know that it's there, you know that it's a Dam Karban, that can't be Mesasik. But he said, it's Shalei B'Kavanah Zrika. And he said, Taisus is saying, this din of Shalei B'Kavanah Dami, this Chiddush din, Kevin Shigi Adam L'Zbeach Mechaber, is Dafkun Yad Kavanah. He said, the Karen Eira says it. I called me the Karen Eira over there, Chavavim Abayz, that Taisus Teretz is not Stam by any Zrika. Taisus Teretz, that since you weren't doing it B'Kavanah Zrika, it doesn't work, is Dafka because it's Shalei B'Kavanah. Shleim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dam if you did it by Kavanah Zrika, not if it's not by Kavanah Zrika. Al-Gabana, that's Taisus Kasha, and Teretz Taisus Kasha is that how come Reb Elezer says you Yagzav Eitan Lamata, you already have a Kapara because Shleim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami? And Taisus Teretz is that since you didn't do it for the Zrika of the Tachtainim, only for Zrika of the Yainim, it's Rayin Kilayim Mayim, that doesn't make a Kapara. The Chazanish says it's a psul mesasik, and Reb Chaim Eisel says, no, it's not a psul mesasik b'chlal, and anyway, there is no psul mesasik by Zrika. It's because the chiddush is shleim kaim kim kaim edami, that needs a kavana Zrika in order to have the kapar of shleim kaim kim kaim edami. Then Taisus says, but he has a kasha, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, imloy nimlach, v'nosen kasha. And l'chayy means also the brisa. The brisa says, "Am l'nimlach v'nasan kasha, am l'nimlach v'nasan l'malo yagzav eitan l'mata." And the rabbanon it's shver. Why don't you say it's ready to skaper at shleiv mkaimikim kaimei dami? So the sasemis and the chazanish that both ma'ir that what's taisis kasha? Maybe ain't a chinami. Maybe the reason why you yagzav eitan l'mata is also din of shvicha shirayim. They have a shvicha shirayim from the dam chatas. But mitzad the oila, it was ready in the scab, al shleim kaime dami. So they say the Gemara is not mashman that way, because the Gemara says elu veelu alulai. If the oila would be have a kapar of shleim kaime dami, so then the basa wouldn't be mutabach by achila. I mean, by oila wouldn't be negei achila, but it could be by oila, the child is if there'd be a din akhtara. That's a shmuz earlier, that if you hold shleim kaime dami, the basa is not mutabach achila. Does it also mean that there's no din akhtara? But al-kabanim, by other karbanis, by ashim or ashlamim, it's mashmu, the basim imutta ba'achila. And if it's already have a kapar of shleim kaim kaim edami, and it says that once you alay nimlach v'nasim l'malo, yags v'itin l'mat, and they're both kasher, it sounds like they're in gansin kasher. It sounds like it wasn't a sky medin of shleim kaimai, which would mean that the basar is pasul. Now, both the svasemis and the chazenish, svasemis is here, they seem to name on that Taisus Kashan Rabbanim was that the naming on him like Nimlach V'Nasan means that he didn't realize that there was any Dam Tachtainim in the mix. He thought it was all Dam Chatas. So then he didn't do it L'Shem Mayim. Or the Pshat was he thought he could do the whole thing L'Mala. But he didn't do it L'Shem Mayim. And Mimel, you have a Kasha, because the whole Teretz, why you don't say Shleim Kaim and Kaim and Dam is because he did it L'Shem Mayim. But according to the Rabbanim, by Loin Nimlach, Meichet Teisi, he did it L'Shem Mayim. And it bothered the Bissel that you could say him, Loin Nimlach means that you thought the Lach was like Reb Elezer. You thought that you could do it and L'Shem the Dam and L'Malo, and you're right, the Dam and L'Mata, Ki Loin Mayim. That's what the Loin Nimlach is. Because they're naming on that the same Svara of Misasek, or the Svara of Reb Chaim Eized, that's svar of the Karen Eira, that the pshat is you don't say shleim kaim kaim dami if you don't have a kavana to have a kapara, that would apply according to the Rabbanan also. So what's Taisus Kasha according to the Rabbanan? The Teretz is, in the Rabbanan's case of Leim Nimlach, he had a kavana zrika. He didn't mean it l'shei mayim. So that's what they're bothered, Me'echa Taisa. Why does Taisa Neman that the case of Leim Nimlach is we had a kavana zrika? Maybe it's in the same case where he was Leim Nimlach, and he thought he could just do the zrika l'mala and roi in the dom tachtainim ki Leim mayim. But the Lashon of Taisa is mashma to me klar, that this whole svar that he says is only because of Reb Lezer's sheet of Rayin Kilemayim. Taisa says that beferish. The reason why you don't have a kapara of Shleim Kaim and Kim Kaim Edami is because Reb Lezer holds it's Rayin Kilemayim. Taisa is beferish that way. That the machlokes of Rayin Kilemayim is there a Tayer Zrika on the Dam Tachtainim? Reb Lezer, who holds the Rayin Kilemayim, Memela, he holds, there's no Teres Zrik on the Dam Matachtainim. So Memela, there'd be no din of Shleim Kaime, Kim Kaime Damidim, no din that it could be Mechaper. Now you can learn either way. You can learn like the Chazon Ish, because Reb Lezer holds that that's called Misasek. That since the Ikar Kavana was for the other Dam, and this Dam just came along, and you don't really want it, and you're doing it L'Shem Mayim, that has a din of Misasek. Or you can learn like Reb Chaim Eizer, that Hayyais is no, the Etzim, the Tari didn't make a Tari Zrika for this dam in this place. So Mele, the Akavana Zrika doesn't have a Shem Zrika B'chlal. But there are Bonin who hold that you're not allowed to do it. If it's not a Zrika, why can't you do it? There are Bonin Al-Karach holds it is a Zrika. That's why you're not allowed to do it. They don't hold it as Surah of Kilei Mayim. So they, like the Chazon Ish, holds that it's not called Misasek. Since you know that it's there, it doesn't have a Din of Misasek. Or like Reb Chaim Eizer, it's called a Zrika even without Kavana, even though there's no Torah Zrika. That's a Torah Zrika, because if the Rabbanan would hold there's no Torah Zrika, they'd hold you allowed to do it. So I think Taisa is Mefurish, not like the way the Chazon Ish and the Sfasemis Neman. I don't understand them too well. Taisa is Mefurish that this Svara that you don't say that the Zrika works, Al Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami, Vim is Al Narnish Nishlernin. Like the Chazon Ish, like Reb Chaim Eizer, but the Svar is only a coin to Reb Lezer that holds Roy and Kila Hemayim, that he doesn't consider it a Zrika B'chlal. But there are Bonin that say that you're not allowed to do this. In Dem State, it is a Zrika. If it is a Zrika, so Taisus asks. So, if you did it, then the Evid. So it should be Mechaper, also Dinim, Shleim Kaim, Mekim Kaim, Medami. And Taisus Baib Shver. One more Nakuda. The Chazon Ish is Ma'ir this, and the Minchas Avram, over there, in the second paragraph, Chavav and Beis is Maridus B'Shem the Briskerov, that Be'emnis is the chilek between the Zrika of Echatas and the Zrika of other Karbanis, is not only where you put it. There's also a din, we learned this in the second paragraph, by Echatas, you do the Zrika with your finger. It's a Zrika be'etzba. You make a tefillas etzba in the dam, and you dab the dam onto the Keren HaMizbeach be'etzba, like the Pasuk says. Now, Shang and other Karbanis, it says, you Zayrik the Dam on the Mizbech, is do a Zrika with the Kli. So the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish are bothered with Taisus, what's your Kasha? That the Dam and Lamala, the Dam and Lamata, it should already work for the Dam and Lamata because Shalayim Kaime Kim Kaime Dami. Shalayim Kaime means that wherever you put it on the Mizbech, it's Mechapik. It doesn't have to be in the appropriate place. It won't be Matir at Lachila. It might not be Matir the Hakrava Seimrim, or the Hakrava of the Ivari Eila, but it'll be Mechaper. Shleim Kaime Kim Kaime Dami. But that's only if you do an appropriate Zrika, which by an Eila means pouring it from a Kli, and by Echatas it means doing it with your finger. But if you take Dam Eila, and you don't pour it from the Kli, you put your finger in the Dam, and you do a Matana with your finger, that wouldn't work no matter where you do it. So what's Taisus Kasha? It can't work at Shleim Kaimai. It can't work Bechlal, because you're not doing it a proper Matana with a Kli, you're doing it with an Etzba. As I fact, the Brisk Yerov and the Chazon Ish on Taisus. Now the Emes is the Mekevis HaMishnah on the Rambam in Psulim Mikdashim Perek Beis Aloch Ches. The Rambam says a din, a very cryptic din. A lot of nice Kalim have a hard time understanding it. He says, if you mishana the matanis of a chatas, it's possible. If you mishana the matanis of shar kabanis, it's kosher. And he doesn't say clearly, what exactly is this shinoi? What does he mean? Very unclear what the Rambam is and where the Makar is. Could be the Makar is from a Tisefta. Not clear. The Merkavis and Mishnah learns that what he means is, if you take the dam chatas and instead of putting your finger in, you pour it with the kli, you do that shinoi, it's possible. But if you take a dam ayla or other karbanis, and instead of pouring with the kli, you do it with your finger, it's kosher. So Taisus would be a right to this Merkavis and Mishnah. The Chastei David, on the Tesefta Perek Vav, Alach Vav, he declares to say that's the Pshat in the Rambam, but he says he doesn't think it's Mestabli, he doesn't think it's true. If you have to do an Aveda with a Kli, and you do it with your hand, it doesn't work. And that was the Anach of the Brisker Rav and the Chazay Nish. But the Chazay Yecheskel, in on the Tesefta Perek Vav, Alach Gimel, he says that this Taisus sounds Mavur, like the Mekevis and Mishnah, that if you do the matanes of shar kabanis with an etzba instead of a kli, it would work. The Mincha Zevram declares that even though the etzim there would be a paid they had to do the zrika, but als the din of shleim kaimikim kaimedami, it's a din of kevichgi dam le mezbeach mechaper, so maybe already there, it wouldn't make a difference if you did it biyado bekli lemaisu zegi dam le mezbeach. He brings it at Taisus, early in Daf Samach Vavim and Beis, Lagabe the Oif, talks about, you know, Chatas Oif, you need Hazar. And the Oilus Oif, you need Mitzui. If you didn't do Hazar by Chatas Oif, you just did Mitzui, would there be a din of Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami? Taisus claims that maybe there's a din of Shleibim Kaimikim Kaimedami. But then he says no. He says, Miutemu Leiman Eskapru, Kishaasa Veda Shlei Kedina. It's not the same as being Mishana Mekayma. Here you're doing Aveda Shalei Kedina. So the Mincha Zeram declares, maybe if you change from Mitzui to Azor, that's two different Avedas. But maybe if you just change it from doing a Zrika Bekli to a Matan Be'etzma, that's all the same Aveda. It's just a different Eifin, and then Taiz will be masking that you'd say Shalei Mekayma Kim Kayma Dami. And now let's go right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamitanim b'matana achas shenis arva b'nitanim b'matana achas yinosim matana achas." If it's the same zrika like bechar together with meiser or something like that, you'll just do that zrika. Matan arba yinosim matan arba. Let's say they both have a din of matan arba. They both have four matanes, so you do just four matanes. And then the Mishnah has a machlokes by b'matan arba b'matana achas. If let's say you have one dam, which is supposed to make four matanis, and that gets mixed up with another dam, which only needs one matana, then the Gemara brings the machlekes of Blaz and Yerbishur. Blaz Aimi Yinasu Matan Arba, Blaz says you do four matanis, Yerbishur Aimi Yinasu Matana Achas, you do one matana. And we'll speak. Blaz asked that it should be Bal Tigra if you do less, Yerbishur said there'll be Bal Taisif if you do more. We're going to speak soon what exactly is as far as some machlekes. When you have two dam, one that you do more matanis, one less matanis, whether you do the one with more matanis or you do fewer matanis. Now one quick hara first. Rashi says a matan arba is oila. An oila, or a shlomim, or a asham, they're called matan arba. Because really, that din is shnei matanis shehein arba. You really do two matanis, but it's shnei matanis shehein arba, because it has to go on all four walls. You have to put on the corners. The Gemara describes it in the fifth parak. It's a machlokes to know them exactly. But the pshat is you need shnei matanis shehein arba, the two matanis, each one has to go on the two walls, that all together, all four walls in his back should have blood in it. That's why it's called matan arba. Why did Rashi learn kipshutai that matan arba means a chatas, that you do actually four matanis, arba matanis l'arba kronis, a thesis, on Amid Beis, the maskal matan arba, in the middle of the one that says nasan lamata, he says it has to be oilai shlomim, because otherwise, if it's a chatas, so the problem is a chatas, like we said before, is nitanim lamala. So if nitanim lamala get mixed up with nitanim lamata, the Mishnah before said that you pour it out into the Amma, you don't do any matanis with it. So there is no other karbanis that you do an actual four matanis, lamata. If they're both lamata, four matanis is no carbon that you do four matanis. They're carbonis that you do one matana, b'char ma'aser and pesach. And the carbonis that you do shnei matanis and arba, an oila, shlamim, and asham, ataida v'chuli. So that's how you know, since it has to be nitanum lamata, they all have to be lamata, because when you mix up nitanum lamal, nitanum lamata, the chum don't allow you to put the dam on the wrong part of the mizbeach altogether. It's nishbach la'ama. So al-karchak, it has to be, you're putting it lamata, which is the right part of mizbeach, and the only shal is how many matanas to do. Now, Rashi in Erevin, on Daf Kuf, he says it means chatas. Very sure, Rashi and Zvachim and Rosh Hashanah says no, it says it means Eila and Shlomo, but Rashi and Erevin says it means Chatas. So the Shaila is, how are you going to answer Taisus Kasha? A Chatas is a Nitam Lamala, which you can't do any Matanis at all, you have to be Yishbach Lama. So why were they arguing about if you do four Matanis or you do one Matana, you don't do any Matanis? So the Tzayin Kedoshim already asked on Taisus, though, that how do we know that Rabbi Yeshua holds like the Rabbanan? Rabbi Elazar there argued. Rabbi Elazar says by Netanum Lamala and Netanum Lamata together, Rabbi Elazar says you do both. Both Lamala and Lamata. The Rabbanan there say Yeshafach Lama. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua in that Machlaikis happens to like Rabbi Elazar. And he holds that by Netanum Lamala that's mixed with Netanum Lamata, you put in both places. So male, they have Machlaikis, but how many Matanis? If one is four and one is one, they do four Matanis or one Matana. Now, the Tzayin Kachim's kasha is not so shred to me, because Taisus himself, Vashitase, holds that if you say, Royani Shehu Mayim, Keilu Hu Mayim, then there won't be a problem about Taisus altogether. The kinds of thing of Taisus, like we're going to say, maybe not, but Taisus holds, Rabbi Elazar holds that you say, Royani Keilu Hu Mayim, there is no problem about Taisus. Al-Karchak Rabbi Yeshua has to hold that you don't say, Royani Keilu Hu Mayim. So, Mel, the machloikis earlier, if nitan and lamala and nitan and lamata they got mixed up, if you're allowed to put it lamala or it's yishafach lama, the machloikis is, do you say the story of roi nikilu umayin? Do you say that's bechalala called the zrika of the dam tachtayin lamala? So, if you're going to say that kol kami a hold of the story of roi nikilu umayin, there won't be shaykh baltaisif. So, if Yeshua holds that there is baltaisif, Akarch doesn't hold the roi nikilu umayin. So by Nitan and Lamala, that's Nasan Lamata, he would hold Yishafach La'ama. So Taisa Shittase, it's not sure how he knows Rabbi Shua holds like the Rabbanan. If Rabbi Shua would hold like Rabbi Elazar of Roini Kilomayim, that would take care about Taisa also. But you could say in Rashi, in Erevin Al-Kapanim, Rashi here holds like Taisa also. Rashi says that the reason why Rabbi Elazar allows you to do four matanis and doesn't have a problem about Taisa is because Roini Kilomayim. But maybe Rashi and Erevin, who doesn't seem to hold like Rashi here, maybe you could say that he holds. That's not totally Abba. Even if Benigeya, when you put it in the wrong place, you'll say Roi Nikila Mayim, but when you put it in the right place, it'll still be a problem about Taisif. We'll talk about this a drop later in the shir. So maybe that's the pshat in Rashi in Erevin, that the Matan Dalab and Matan Arba could be Chatas, because Rabbi Shua would hold, like Rabbi Elazar and the other machlaikis, that by Nitanum Lamalash and Asan Lamata, you don't see a Shafak Lama, you do the Zrika in both places, and only Shailas do you do four, or do you do one? And as I talked, the Cheshek Shleimai in Erev and Dafkuf, and also the Aruch Lener in Rosh Hashanah Dafkuf Ches. And that will be the Pshat in Rashi and Erevin, that Rabbi Shua, Benigeya, Nitanum Lamata, Nitanum Lamala would hold like Rabbi Elazar. But the Aruch Lener asks the Kasha, he says, Lefin Zeh, if you're going to say it's Chatas that can mixed up with Bechar, you're going to have to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, the four means you do four on top, and besides to the four on top, you got to do one on the bottom. Because you're not Yetzah, it's not called the Zrika for the Bechar when you do it on top. Does take Klein Rabbi Elazar? It's Yaakzav Yitin Lamata. Like we were married before, you don't even have the Sar of Shleibim Kaimah Kim Kaimah Dami. That's Mefurish in the Mishnah. It's Yag Zvit Lamata. So when you say that you give a Matan Dalad, that means you do a Matan Dalad on top, and besides for that, you do another Matan Aleph on the bottom. Now, fact the Aruch Lener and Rosh Hashanah, so Ibiza, why is it Baltasif? You know, if you do four Matanis in the right place, so that could be Baltasif. But if you do four Matanis in a place which is not the Makam Zrika Bechlal for the Bechar, so why would it be Baltasif? and he blight shver. Now, I think it's a little bit more shver, because even if you're going to say that the fact that you're doing extra zrikas would make it maltesif, so the same achleikas would apply with matan arba b'matan arba. Let's say a chatas gets mixed up with an oila. So if you hold that nitanim lamata nitanim lamala get mixed up, you do lamala and then you chayz and you do lamata. So both Reb Blazer and Reb Shu would hold that you'll do shnayim shen arba lamata after you do the matnas and the chatas, and you'll have the same shaila. How many matanas lamala would you do? The Mishnah is mashma that the question is, do you do one or four? But that's not the question. Avada, whatever you have to do lamata, you do according to both of them exactly the same. The whole question is lamala, do you do one or four? So even if it's matan dal but matan dal, you'll have the same question. It's Arachi and the Rashi and Erev and Nafkuf. Al-Kopanim, Parsha Taich in the Mishnah is that they're all nitanim lamata, and the question is if you do four matanas, like that, Taim Shein Dal, Shein Arba, or you do one matana, like Bechor Meiser and Pesach. So Reb Elazar says you do all of them, and Rabbi Yeshua says you only do one, and Rabbi Yeshua told Reb Elazar that if you're going to do all of them, you're going to be over on Baal Pesif. So, first, I want to explain what's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold there's no problem about Taisif when you'll do all the matanis? Why isn't there a problem about Taisif? So Rabbi Eliezer says his lashon like Amr about Taisif ela kashu ba'atzmai. If you would take a matan aleph and put it on the mizbeach on four places on the mizbeach, that would be about Taisif. It's only kashu la'atzmai. If it's mixed with the matan dalad, you don't say about teisif. What is this svoya that you don't say about teisif when it's kashul atzmai? So I think three pshatim in the rishonim. One is pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Why Rabbi Eliezer holds you do not say about teisif. One pshat, like we said, teisif pshat, where Rashi says is Rabbi Eliezer l'shitas that holds it a svoya of roin kilu heimayim, which I understand to mean that's not called the zrika b'chlal. You're not doing a zrika when you are zayrik dam. And the point of being, the reason why being Zarek is, you're being Zarek for the Matan Dalet. And the Matan Aleph is just coming along. And you have no Kavanah for the Matan Aleph. Your Kavanah is L'Shem Mayim. That doesn't have a Torah Zrika. So merely you didn't do more Matanis. It's not a Matan. It's not called a Matanah B'chlal. It's a Din and Hilcha Zrika. Taisif says that his Lashon of Le'om about Taisif, Elek Shem Ma'atzmai, is just L'dvariv de Rabbi Yeshua. But really, he himself holds it's not about Taisif because Yerayin Ikilu Humayim. Now, Karen Ayur is Ma'ayur that maybe only say the story of Yerayin Ikilu Humayim when the Zrik is in the wrong place. Or Yerayin Ikilu Hain Eitzim when you're doing Akhtar and something which doesn't belong to be Makhtar. When you're doing something which you're not supposed to be doing. So, Blezo, it's not a problem. It's not called you being Makhtar of the wrong carbon. Or you're doing a Zrik in the wrong place. Yerayin Ikilu Hain Mayim. But if this is a Torah Zrika for this dam, even though you didn't have Kavana, it's Mamela Zrika. That's tying it to Karen Ayer, not like Taisus. He speaks about it here, and he speaks about it in his Akdama to the Masechta, like he's Mitzayin over here. And he says there that Aveda doesn't have to be done but Kavanas Aveda. As long as you know that it's Kachim, it's not Misasik, even if you don't do it but Kavanas Aveda, has a Shem Aveda. So the emes is, he was mechavan to the Rambanu Melchamis in Rosh Hashanah. And the Rambanu Melchamis in Rosh Hashanah says mamish the same thing. Because the Ramban is discussing how do we pask him? Is it Shrichas Kavanah or ain't Shrichas Kavanah? And the Ramban is under the assumption that if you hold Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah, so then it wouldn't be called Baal Taisif without Kavanah either. That's all Kapanim, one side of the Gemara in the beginning of the 10th Perek of Erevin. And a little bit the Mashmoyus of the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, the Afchav Chesim in Beis. That the whole shail of the Gemara, if Legami Baal Taisif is a called, if you do a mitzvah without kavana, lahedi without kavana, would that be called Baal Taisif, which the Gemara discusses? That's also fida man yama mitzvahs ain't shriches kavana. Then you have a shail if by lava you need kavana. And the Gemara's maskan is it depends. In the zman ha-mitzvah for Baal Taisif you don't need kavana. If it's not the zman ha-mitzvah, then for Baal Taisif you do need kavana. And the Gemara brings a raya from the fact you could sleep in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres by stois, that if it's not bismanai, then you need kavana. That's the Maskanis HaGemara there. But the Ramban holds that's also if you'd hold mitzvahs ain't Shrichas Kavana. Then you could say that for about Taisaf Usino ni Kavana, at least it's two tzedakim. But if you hold mitzvahs Shrichas Kavana, the Ramban seems to assume that Oibazai for about Taisaf Usino you would need Kavana. So Oibazai, he's bothered a little bit that the Rif Paskin's mitzvahs Shrichas Kavana had as a shtim with our Mishnah, which Rabbi Shua says that there's a problem about Taisaf even though you don't have Kavana. Hazak der Ramban, Kachim is different. Kachim, Oib, no, you're not misasik, you yates to the mitzvah without kavana. It's mamish like what the Karinari said, as I state in the Ramban. And the Chazanish saw from this Ramban, we had spoken early in the Shia, the Chazanish holds misasik is absorbed by all avaydis, he saw in the Ramban, and the Ramban's matriach to say that the Zrika here is not misasik, Baisis Yos Masasik would be absorbed as you can now like Reb Chaim Eisen. Reb Chaim Eisen in the Tshuva, Chelagimel Simonim Beis, is Maz, but no, it's not what the Ramban means. Masasik's only a problem by Shkita. But I'll go upon him, one thing the Ramban says clearly is that when you're not Masasik, like in that case where you know you're doing the Zrika, you're just not being Mechavim L'Shem Zrika, that's not called Masasik, and there the Zrika would be Chal without Kavana. And that's why there'd be a Din Bal Taisif according to Rabbi Shua, even without Kavana. And what does Rabbi Elazar hold? Rabbi Elazar holds that Eina Chinami, to be Yisid Zrika, you don't need Kavana, but Bal Taisaf always needs Kavana. That's Kufra Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua. Does Bal Taisaf need Kavana? Rabbi Shua holds it does not need Kavana. And Rabbi Elazar holds it does need Kavana. Now the Ramban holds that by other mitzvahs, if you hold mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, and you're not Yisid Mitzvah without Kavana, so then Bal Taisaf also wouldn't be Shaykh without Kavana. But Kachim, even if you're Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, would be a Kashur Zrika without Kavana. And the male, you'd have the same Shailah if Bal Taisaf you would need Kavana. But by other Mitzvahs, you'd none that Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, so Bal Taisaf also would need Kavana. Lamaisa, the Elia Rabba, at the end of Simon Tafreshin and Aleph, the Magen Avraham there brings the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that also holds that if the man deal mitzvah shrichas kavana, he would not be able to be able bal taisif without kavana. When it's without kavana, it won't be bal taisif. But he says that the Rosh paskins mitzvah shrichas kavana, and the Rosh still paskins that you're able bal taisif even without kavana. It's not totally abaha. To be yetzin a mitzvah, you need kavana. To be able bal taisif, that's even without kavana. Al kapana by the zman a mitzvah. But that's also by Shai Mitzvahs. By Zrikas Kachim, the Ramban is saying, L'kuli Alma, you don't need Kavana. And to be able about Taisif, that's the Machlekes, your blessing of Yeshua. And Yeshua holds that Zevi, you don't need Kavana for the Zrika, Memelo, you're able about Taisif even without Kavana. And your blessing holds not for about Taisif, you need Kavana. So here's the second Mahalach in the Rishonim, that Taisif's Mahalach was, it's a din in Zrika. Reb Elazar holds that a Zrika without Kavana doesn't have a shame Zrika Yirayin Ki Lehimayim. And that, the Karinari is Ma'ari Mestama, that's how the Ramban holds, that Yirayin Ki Lehimayim is Dafka when it's not a good Zrika, when the Zrika doesn't belong there. But when the Zrika does belong there, even though you're not doing it, but Kavana Zrika would work, L'kuli Alma. So there is no Yirayin Ki Lehimayim by a case where you're doing the Zrika in the proper place. So what's the Machlekes of Elazar Meshua? The Ramban says the Machlekes is in Hilchas Bal Taisif. The Reb Elazar holds that Bal Taisif only is, even though you the mitzvah is in Skyim without Kavana. But for Bal Taisif, you need Kavana. And Reb Shua holds no. Azayvid is Zrika in Skyim without Kavana. Who would then look at Bal Taisif to be a Din Bal Taisif without Kavana? Now we mentioned Erech Agam, the Ramban's naming on that if mitzvah Shrichas Kavana wouldn't be Shaykh Bal Taisif without Kavana. That's why he says Kachim is different, even if mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. But the kachin, the din, the zrika is in skyim, it's a kashu zrika without kavana. But the Eliyarab at the end of Simon Tafresh and Aleph, it says in the Rush, that even if you'd hold Mrs. Shrika's kavana, Bal Taisa doesn't necessarily need kavana. But either way, you could learn the machlekes of Blazer Beshua as a din of Bal Taisa. But even that the zrika doesn't need kavana, or even if it would, is there a din Bal Taisa when you don't have kavana? And Beshua holds yes, or Blazer holds no. And the third mahalach is a very mechudishtik mahalach Rashi in Erevin Dafkuf, another very mechudishtik Rashi there, that he says that we only say Bal Taisif Kshuba Atzmai, because when it's mixed with the Matan Dalid, you say, say Deich Alaysa say, that say of doing the Zrik of Matan Dalid is Deich Alaysa say of Bal Taisif. not mamish mashman the words, but that's how Rashi learns in Erev and Daf Kuf, that it's a seder chalaisa say. Now, Bemison, Taisus there asks a kashan Rabbi Yeshua. What's takir pshat Rabbi Yeshua? Why don't you say a seder chalaisa say? And according to this other pshat, Rabbi Lezer, if you hold Rabbi Lezer's altruayim kileim ayim, or Rabbi Lezer's because Baal Taisus needs kavana, so the kulam you don't say a seder chalaisa say. Why takir not? Why don't you say that save zrikas kachim should be dechalaisa say about Taisus? So Taisus and Dav Erev and Dav Kuf says a bit chiddush that whenever it's bepshia that you have the assay and the leisa say, it's only when it happens to be without any fault of your own that assay and the leisa say came together. Have klayim betzitzis, mila betzaras, whatever the case is, we have a situation you can only be mekayim that say by being over the leisa say. But here you could have been mekayim that say without being over the leisa say. You could have done the zvigas dalin if it wouldn't have gotten mixed up with the matan aleph. And it's your fault that they got mixed together. It's a pshia. So, Mela, Ibezai, you don't say a Seder Chalaisa B'chayig Avna that it was a pshia that you can't do the assay without being over on the Leisa say. So, the Achrenim has various kashas on this Yisayid. The Marshal, my Neser, the Gemara talks about why don't you say a Seder Chalaisa to burn the Neser on Yom Tov. Even though the Neisr came with a Pshia, you really should have eaten the carbon. It was the Pshia that it came the Neisr. So still the Gemara says, as the Kasha, why don't you say the Shreifus Neisr is Dech Yandav, as I say Dech Alesa say. Also, Mikvega asked the Kasha, the Gemara in Ksuvah says that someone is Ma'anis, Chayve Lavin, says in Ksuvah he can't marry her. Why not? Why shouldn't I say Leisi Li should be Dech Alesa say of the Chayve Lavin? According to Taisus, what's the Kasha? It was the Pshia. So Rabbi Kivega, there in Erev and Daf Kuf and in Ksuvis Daf Mem, and also the Minchas Chinuch, says this in Kuf Mem Beis, I say, and Kuf Mem Gimel, Eis Gimel, and also the Maisa Chayshiv on the Shara Melech in Ulchus Nadarim, Per Gimel Allah Chavav, they say that Taisus only meant it when the Assay was there before the Pshia. You had a Chiyav Assay, which you could have done without being able to say. And now, through your pshia, now you can't do it until you're over leisasei. Then there's a problem, you don't say decha leisasei. But if that say only came about because of your pshia, but you never were able to mekayim that say without being decha leisasei, that wasn't the pshia. Without the pshia, you wouldn't have had an assay to be mekayim. Like by neiser. If you wouldn't have had a pshia, you wouldn't have had an assay of surface neiser to be mekayim. Or by leisi elisha. If you wouldn't have been ma'anisa, you wouldn't have had an assay of leisi elisha mekayim. But that assay, there was never a way you can mekayim that say without being deichel leisa say. It wasn't your pshia that made that now you can't be mekayim that say without being deichel leisa say. So b'chai gavet Taisus didn't say this svara. Now it's still shared from the Gemara later on Daf Tzadik Zayinim and Days that the Gemara says the Gemara Sakash if pigle gets mixed into a carbon, the Gemara says why don't you say a say deichel leisa say? Let the say of achilas kachim be deichel leisa say of the inality of pigle. The Gemara says, to Terutzim, ain't a say derech aleisa shebe mikdash, or it's a say v'aleisa say. There was a pshia, it was mamish like our case, it was nesarev. He had an assay to eat the kachim, and then it was nesarev with the bigel. So the Shara Melech has a teretz. And also in Chuvis Neid de Behuda, Ebenezer, Madura Tinyana, Simon Kuf Memalf, it's from the Ben HaMechaber, it's from Reb Shmuel, the Shiva Sian, the son of Neid de Behuda. He also tries to me Yashiv, the thesis from that Gemara later in Dafsan the Gimel. Thank Hamakim Laharach so much. But that's the first teretz on the Kasha V'Seda Chalaisei came B'Pshia. There are various other terutzim. The Rishayim the Erevin, the Rashman the Ridva, and the Tejavain the Peretz, and the Marik brings it also from Taisus. The Marik is in Sherish Kuflam Mites, says that you have the teretz of Eina Seda Chalaisei should be Mikdash. Just like the Gemara says by the Pigel, Eina Seda Chalaisei should be Mikdash. Here also, you don't say that the assay of Zrikas Kachim is Deichel Aleisa say of Baal Taisiv because Ein Assay Deichel Aleisa Shema Mikdash. Now it's a little bit schwer what this Teretz is. The Terev also speaks about it in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. He's mechavin to it. What's a little bit schwer what this Teretz is that Baal Taisiv is Lav Dafka Aleisa say Shema Mikdash. The Chari, the Yisayin of Ein Assay Deichel Aleisa Shema Mikdash to me is that Aleisa say, which is meant for the Mikdash, Aleisa say, which is Leisa say, which is a din in the mikdash, that is more of a chaymer, and a say can't be deicher. Here, the Leisa say is a regular Leisa say of Baal Taisiv. Just because it happens to be that you're doing the Leisa Seh B'Mikdash, a little bit schwer to call that Eina Seh Dach Leisa Seh B'Mikdash. But that's what the Rishayim say. Achreinim have other Terutzim. The Maral, in the Chedushe Maral, Chedushe Gur Aryeh on Erevin, he says a Teretz that since you Yaitse the Zrika with one Matana, call Anitanin, Avazbeach Achitzim Nas Matan Achas Keeper, so Yaitse Yimitzah Zrika with one Matana, so you don't say a Seidah Chalaitse, because the Eke Mitzah Zrika Yaitse with one Matana. So now you don't say a Seidah Chalaitse, the Tveris Yisrael also, if you know it, on the Mishnah says this thing. He says it's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim because he yates in a mitzvah without the other zrikas. Now I think the Rishayim who asked the kasha, the pshan the Rishayim is like this. He yates in means that the carbon is kasha, but there still is a mitzvah that say is zrika to do all four zrikas, to do saviv. Keeper means he yates, it doesn't mean he yates in a mitzvah zrika. You have a mitzvah zrika to be zarek, all the things. It's all nichel in the mitzvah of zrika. It's a key in mitzvah saves zrika on all of it. If someone does one matana, he says, nah, I want to stop, I'm too lazy. I'll throw out the rest of the dam. Kobi's being mevatel and asay. The carbon is kosher. But you have an asay of zrika. Just because it's kibbeh doesn't mean that it's not a key in asay. Like a bottom, that's the third teretz, the morals teretz. That it's not called asay the chaleise because you're ready with yetzir asay with one zrika. Then you have the Teres, some other Achreinim, the Archonerin, Rosh Hashanah, the Karen Oren, Erevin, the Svasem, Seifenart, that you don't say a Seh, the Chalaisa Seh, because the Seh is to be Zayrik, the Dam of Matan Dalad, and the Laisa Seh is to be Zayrik, the Dam of Matan Aleph. So it's not in the same thing. You're granted doing both Zrikas at the same time, but with part of the Zrika being Mekayim, the Seh, and with the other part of the Zrika being Ovid, the Laisa Seh. So you wouldn't say, say the chalai say. But that's also not so bush. It also might be shver from the Gemara later in the Afsadik Zion. And there also, you mekayim that say, v'chilas cut you with the part that's not pigle, and you even lay say with the part that is pigle. But there could be, it was had to be stifle issue in that Gemara. The Eish La'arach says, the Turi Evan and the Hagayis Baruch Tamdi discuss this svar, and in Yom Tov also in Simon Aleph. Like upon him, you see the Rishayim didn't hold this way. You see the Rishayim held that as long as the Maisa, it's the same Maisa Zrika, it's been over in Asay on one side, and alive on the other side, you still could say, Asay the Chalaisa say. That's what also the Turev and the Baruch Tam, and the Yantiv, they all say that. Like upon him, it's another Teretz. So we have four Teretzim. Taisa's Teretz is that by a Pshia, you don't say, Asay the Chalaisa say. And the Chayim qualify that as when not when the Pshia makes that you have the assay, but when you could have been Mekayim the assay without being Oyvid alive, and then a Pshia made it that you can't be Mekayim the assay anymore without being Oyvid alive, then you don't say Asay the Chalaisa say. Akasha from the Gemara later on the Afsadik Zayin. You have the Teretz of the Rishayim that Ain Asay the Chalaisa Shebe Mikdash. You have the Teretz of the Maral and the Tveris Yisrael, that it's not called an assay because you already yetzed assay of Zrika's dam with one matana. And you have the teretz of the Aruch Lener and the Svas Emes, that since the assay is with the dam of the Matan Dalet and the lav is the dam Matan Aleph, that's not called assay dechaleis assay, it's not in the same dam. And now I want to discuss what exactly is the svar of Rabbi Yeshua. What's the shakl of Atari in the Mishnah? Rabbi Leza told him, Reival Baltigra. That's where Rabbi Leza asked Rabbi Yeshua, how can you just do Mantana Achas as a Issa Bal Tigra? So Rabbi Yeshua answered him back, Harevan Bal Taisif, Yevan Bal Taisif. So Rabbi Leza said, Lenema Bal Taisif Ela Kishu Ba'atzmai. Since the dam is mixed with the dam of Matan Dalet, the male is no dinner Bal Taisif. Which that svara could mean, either that's Roy Naisa Kilo Himayim, or that svara we said, that for Bal Taisif you need Kavana, it's called without Kavana, or I say the Chalaisa, whatever it is, he says a reason why you're not of a Bal Taisif. Amalei Abishua Leinema Bal Tigre Elekashu Ba'atzmai. What does Abishua mean by that? Leinema Bal Tigre Elekashu Ba'atzmai. Why not? Why is it no Bal Tigre just because it's mixed with something else? Bal Taisif we understand, because it's mixed with something else, so it's not called the Zrik on this dam. Because I'm Ikka being Zarek, the other dam, either Shalei B'Kavana is no Bal Taisif Shalei B'Kavana, or it's not a Maisa Zrika, like we said. But what's the Svarl and Emma Bal Tigril Kshiba Atzmai? Why isn't it Bal Tigril? A Maisa, you weren't Zarek the dam. And then Rabbi Shua said, "V'oynam Rabbi Shua, k'shenasat davarta baltesa, v'asisa meisa, b'yadecha, k'shelaynasat davarta baltigra, v'lo yasisa meisa, b'yadecha." So it sounds like a shtickle stira. Before Rabbi Shua said that baltigra is only k'shiba atzmei, so kumtais, there's no baltesa, and there's no baltigra. So first of all, before he said the v'oy, it's so good. If there's no baltesa and no baltigra, why shouldn't you do all four? So Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, Hilchot Kevan Miyotze Be'echad Lo Minas Kiken Olit Din Arba. Since Baal Tigra is only Kashiba Atzmai, and Yotze with one, why should you tell him to do four? To heaven over there, and the Sfas Embassy says it's ain't a moving cloud what Tosfos is saying. If there's no problem about Tosfos, so why not do four and be Yotze in the midst of four, Ketikunai? And Sveitins, if Rabbi Shua is accepting that there's no baltes of kshuba atzmai and no baltik kshuba atzmai, so what's the va'ayin that he's saying that baltes if you're being over baltes with a meisa and baltik you're being over without a meisa? There's no baltes if and no baltigra. What's going on here? So the Sfas Embassy here says, and it's not like Tosfos of Rosh Hashanah, that it's really one big teretz. Now, as we have three kashas on Rabbi Yeshua. One is, what does it mean that there's no baltigra k'shiba atzmai? Why not? The second kasha is, if he's not answering Rabbi Yeshua, Blazer told him there's no baltesif k'shiba atzmai. So he's saying there's no baltigra. Baltigra is only k'shiba atzmai. So if you don't have either, so why not do four? And the third kasha is, if you don't have either, so what does the va'oid mean? That he being oiv alidei maisa, he being oiv without a maisa, he says you're not over at all. So the Sfas Embassy learns it's one big teretz. The va'oid is just explaining the teretz better. But when he says that there's no baltigra k'shiba atzmai, it means like this. Rabbi Lazar is saying, la'yama baltesef ela k'shiba atzmai means that baltesef is when I have no reason to be meisef, and I'm meisef, then I'm over baltesef. But if I have the compelling reason to be meisef, because I have to go and do the matan dalid, and that's why I'm being meisef and the matan aleph, because it's mixed together, so that's not called Baltesef. I'm not standing Maisef. I'm being Maisef because of the Matan Daled. That's not called Daisafa. So Rabbi Shua answers no. That is called Daisafa. And Mamela Faket, Hayesa have a compelling reason not to do all four because it will be called Baltesef. So that's what makes it Ais Baltigra. Rabbi Shaila is like this. How in Mechri the Shali? Tell me it's not Baltesef because the only reason I'm doing four is because I don't want to be over Baltigra. And you're telling me it's not Baltigra because the only reason why I'm doing one is because I don't want to be over Baltesef. So which one is right? So like Rabbi Shua, that's the Va'idim Rabbi Shua to explain it. Hey, I said this is with a Maisa. And this is without a Maisa. So when I have a conflict, if I do one way, I'll be over Baltesef. But if I do another way, I'll be over Baltigra. So the din is shev al tasa. Once there is a din is shev al tasa, in Mela, I'm not going to be over Baltigra. Because I have a compelling reason. You'll say I'm not going to be over Baltigra because I have a compelling reason, but since when there's a conflict, the din will be shev al tasa, so by being kumvasei, that would talk of being avei of Baltigra, and by being shev al tasa, that wouldn't be avei of Baltigra. That was like this vasemis, kvi avanasi. And I think that's richtig pshat in the Va'oinam Rabbi Yeshua. That when he says, k'shenachta v'at b'taisa v'asisa maisa, u'k'sheloi nesat v'at b'tigra v'loi yasisa maisa, it means like this. The etzim svarah that you don't say b'taisa because it's not b'atzmai means, if I have a compelling reason to be maisa, because I don't behave about tigra, that's why it's not b'taisa. So Rabbi Yeshua said back, but I have a compelling reason not to be, why am I garei? Because I don't behave about b'taisa, so it's not b'tigra. Are you going to say, I'm in Ayum Afkis? So that's the Va'odim Rabbi Yeshua, that the Shev Al Tasu will be Machriya, that not being over, that being over Baltigra, because I don't want to be over Baltigra, if that makes sense, because it's Shev Al Tasu, but being over Baltigra, if me a Dayan, not to be over Baltigra, but Shev Al Tasu, that doesn't make sense. Now, but I want to say Pshat in Tosfos, in Rosh Hashanah, that he says, Lominus ki ken elit in alin, and I saw this in the Taras HaKadosh, he says, Mamish is pshat. That the first thing Rabbi Shua said was like this, lo'olam, you're right, you're stuck either way. If you do four, you'll have Baltesef, if you do one, you have Baltigra. So mainly, you can't say Eva Bal Taisif because you only be Maisif because you don't want to be Eva Bal Tigra. You can't say Eva Bal Tigra because you only be Migrei because you don't be Eva Bal Taisif. So why should you do one and not four? So the Taras HaKadosh like this. That's in the Yetzer Zrika with one. Now, Vas, but it's not Richtig. You're supposed to do four. But the Indach Gisa, doing four in a Matan Aleph is just is not Richtig. One of these two Damim are not going to have a proper Zrika. Either the Matan Dal is only going to have one, or the Matan Aleph is going to have four. Both of them are called improper. So let's say you're not either Bal Taisif or Bal Tigra, because you don't have a choice. You're not either one. But Sheva Paso will be Mechayiv if one of them is going to be improper anyway. So why go do four? Because you want to make a proper four. If that's goof, we're going to make an improper one. So mainly, you do one anyway, it's going to be improper. And Rabbi Eliezer Taka holds Yoyin Kishu Kilo Emayim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that I didn't do an improper Zrika on either one. The one I did four is good, and the one that I did one, that's not a Zrika for it, because Yoyin Kilo Emayim. Rabbi Shua doesn't hold it for Yoyin Kilo Emayim. So Yaman of Shach, one of these two Dhamma are going to be Nizuk Shlei Kedin. So good, you won't be Eva Bal Tigra because you have a compelling reason. You won't be Eva Bal Taisif because you have a compelling reason. Fine. But why should I do four and then make the one improper when I could do one and I'll make the four improper? Both ways, one of them is going to be Karoi, one's going to be Shlei Karoi. So why should I? So Shavuot Asad. And then Taisif says, Vain, that Be'etzim there will be a Bal Taisif. Because the Yes, when you have a conflict, Bal Taisif, Bal Tigra, Sheva Tas would be Mechayev to demand if the Bal Tigra over the Bal Taisif is a male of the Bal Tigra, is Nishke Bal Tigra, because I'm only doing it because I don't want to do Bal Taisif. And the Bal Taisif will be Bal Taisif, because I can't say I'm only doing it because I don't want to be able Bal Tigra, because Sheva Tas Adif. That's what I think Pshat in the Mishnah is. There's one more Nekuda, to Re'evan in Rosh Hashanah asked Akasha, that Bal Tigra is also Kumvaseh. Because let's say you wouldn't do the Dam altogether. You'll be shayfer the whole thing lama. You wouldn't be able Bal Tigra. Because the Torah Evan holds that standing mevatel mitzvah say is not Bal Tigra. He holds the Rajba argues, the Rajba in Rosh Hashanah daf Zayin. He says, you know, Taisus asks Akasha, how come blowing a shayfer twice at Kis Mushim, Kis Mu'min, how come that's not Bal Taisif? So Taisus says, repeating a mitzvah is not Bal Taisif. Adding to the mitzvah is Bal Taisif. But doing the mitzvah again and again is not Bal Taisif. You could say Shema as many times as you want. It's not Bal Taisif. You could eat as many kazesim of matzah as you want. You could hold the lulav as many times as you want. That's not Bal Taisif. Bal Taisif, you add a min to the mitzvah. You add something. Or you do it in a different time. So you're adding the time to the mitzvah. That's called Bal Taisif. But the Rashba says that anything that you're doing because of a tekanas acham stam can't be Bal Taisif. The Menachas Chinuch says the Rashba's maskim the Taisif say the repeating a mitzvah is not Bal Taisif. The Menachas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Bal Taisif says this. But the Rashba says this, you say, anything you're doing because of Atkanas Chacham, that's not Bal Taisif. You're doing it because of Atkanas Chacham, that's not called Bal Taisif. And it brings a Raya, because you see, Chazal tell you not to blow Shefer when a Shana comes out in Shabbos. Why isn't that Bal Tigra? Elamai, you're doing it for Atkanas Chacham, that's not Bal Tigra. So the Tari Evan says, the Rashba learned that if you don't do a mitzvah, you have a Bal Tigra. Tari Evan says, no, I've had the not. It means if you do the mitzvah less, then you have a Bal Tigra. But the Svasemis says that the Rashi's maskim, Svasemis and Daf Chavches in Rosh Hashanah says, about the Rashi's maskim, that if you just mevatel a mitzvah, say, not even about Tigra, he just means if Chazal go and be megareya a mitzvah, just like the Rambam says, Chazal make up a new mitzvah, that could be Bal Taisif, they have to explain it's the Rabbanan. So if Chazal tell you not to do a mitzvah, that could be Bal Tigra, that's what he means. But anyway, the Tari Evan asked the Kasha, the Fida Tari Evan Shita, and maybe even the Rashi's maskim, that if you don't do the mitzvah altogether, you're not Eiva Bal Tigra. So the Chari, you're being Eiva Bal Tigra, become Vaseh by doing the one Zrika, because if you would just be Shaifach HaKol La'ama, you wouldn't be Eiva Bal Tigra. But Dar Sameach, on the Rambam and Pesul Mikdash and Perek Beis Loch Hates, he says, that doesn't mean you're being Eiva Bal Tigra, become Vaseh. Doing the mitzvah, doing that one matana, that's not the Bal Tigra. The Bal Tigra is not doing the other matanas. If you wouldn't do the matani, you wouldn't be Eva Bal Tigra. But that's not called you being Eva Bal Tigra, become Vaseh. He says, you can't be Meneya from doing a mitzvah because it'll come out that you won't be able to complete the mitzvah and be Eva Bal Tigra. Eila mitzvah l'shaitai. He says, G'dayla mizu. Some Rishonim hold you could do a milah on a baby on Shabbos, even if you'll have to be mechal Shabbos after the milah, and machshir a milah not deichah Shabbos. But right now I'm doing the mitzvah milah. What happens afterwards? Afterwards, we'll be pekuch nefesh. So we'll worry about it then. So here also, right now I'm doing a zrika. I'm not doing a baltigra. Afterwards, I'll have to have a baltigra. That's called b'shev maltasa. That's the Sameach Teretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maror Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.